This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Melissa Townsend. This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear reactions to a new White House executive order on missing and murdered Indigenous women. For years, Native people and allies have been drawing attention to the devastatingly high number of missing and murdered Indigenous women and men. There have been public marches, art exhibits, billboards, and more, all in an effort to spur action. Minnesota recently set up its own statewide task force on the issue. And on November 26th, President Donald Trump sat at his desk in the Oval Office and announced his new executive order.
With my order today, we're launching Operation Lady Justice.
The new interagency task force will establish new protocols for dealing with cases of missing and murdered American Indians and Alaska Natives. It also establishes a multi-jurisdictional team to review cold cases.
So we have with us...
In the Oval Office that day, there were five tribal leaders gathered behind the president.
Melanie Benjamin, chief executive of the Mille Lacs Band.
Chairwoman Benjamin stepped forward and expressed gratitude for this new effort.
Buju ani nishnabi du minogijigad nungum, Melanie Benjamin indigu. And it is my honor, my privilege to be here today with the signing, because we cannot have this happening anymore.
Kevin DePuse, chairman of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Where is...
Chairman Dupuy spoke for nearly 2 minutes, appealing for respect for Native women and all Native people.
Our women are the ones who raise our children. Our women are the ones who take care of our village. Our women are the ones who take care of our community, our teachers.
These tribal leaders were part of this press event announcing Operation Lady Justice, but they will not sit on the task force itself. They will not formally guide its work. The task force expires in 2 years, and there's been no dollar figure attached to the effort. All of this has some policy experts feeling skeptical.
I mean, that's unacceptable to have a task force to address this crisis with absolutely no tribal leadership. They know what the crisis looks like. They know what kind of support they're needing to address the crisis.
Sarah Deer is a citizen of the Muscogee Creek Nation and a professor at the University of Kansas. For over 25 years, she's been working in law and public policy to end violence against women. Deer wants to see a more sustained effort with enough resources to really make a difference.
You know, we're not really sure where the money's going and who's getting it. I mean, I know they're going to hire people with that money. But again, those people are only going to be in those positions for 2 years, just enough to get started. And then the task force will dissolve.
She also wants to see urban Native leaders involved in this effort.
You know, the federal government has a trust and obligation to Native people, in my opinion, no matter where they are, that the leadership should not, you know, stop at the city edge.
The White House has not offered a plan for how the federal task force will interact with state-level task forces, like the one in Minnesota. Overall, Deer says she's generally skeptical of Trump's initiatives in Indian country.
The track record of Trump with Indian country leaves me very skeptical. He has espoused racist views about Native people.
She says, for example, before he got to the White House,
when he was fighting with Indian casinos and saying that, you know, certain Indians don't look like Indians.
And then there's his ongoing attack of Elizabeth Warren, calling her Pocahontas. And when he invited co-talkers to the Oval Office.
With a picture of Andrew Jackson hanging above their heads. I mean, as a Creek woman, to see Andrew Jackson on the wall while he's talking to Native elders and esteemed people, it was very painful for me to see that.
Finally, while Trump announced the Operation Lady Justice Task Force, GOP allies in the Senate were signing on to a bill that would weaken tribal courts' ability to prosecute crimes on tribal lands.
It's a disaster.
It's Republican Senator Joni Ernst's Bill 2920.
Well, I don't know that Trump's White House has stated an official position, but it is concerning that while this executive order is being touted, there is effort in the Senate to undermine tribal government's ability to address this problem.
It remains to be seen how these federal efforts will impact Native women's safety and what role tribes will play. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, with support from the Minnesota History Center, presenting Our Home, Native Minnesota, an exhibit that teaches the stories and history of Dakota, Ojibwe, and other tribal nations. Our Home, Native Minnesota is on display at the History Center in St. Paul.